That's because the meaning of preaching is simply this, that you see light and you see goodness in some direction. And you also see darkness and suffering and destruction in another direction. And just by calling them to the light, you can save a few people. What man would not avail of this opportunity while he can help others? If he truly believes and honestly believes that truth and success lies in the direction in which he is moving, and he sees his friends and other fellow beings moving in the direction of destruction, if he is a human being truly, it is a must for him to call them back. More he feels for his fellow beings, more strongly he should be motivated to preach to them. So, Ahadrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has illustrated this phenomena in a most beautiful way. He says that my example and the example of those who are opposing me, or running away from me, is like this, that I see a great pit of fire, raging with fire, and I see people rushing towards that pit, and I run after them. They ill-treat me, they try to run away from me, I try to drag them back, and this struggle is going on. This is my preaching to the mankind. So because he was true, he saw destruction ahead. It was impossible for him to remain aloof. Even if he was maltreated, he had no choice but to call people to the right path and to safety. So greater the consciousness of this reality rises in one's mind, more preaching-minded he would automatically become.